Tens of thousands of former Guatemalan refugees are living in grim conditions 4 years after returning from Mexico. They had fled to Mexico during the 36 years of civil war in which leftists and mostly poor Mayan Indians fought the government and wealthy landowners. The refugees went home after a peace agreement was reached in 1996, guaranteeing them help in rebuilding their lives. But the government is yet to live up to the plan, and peasants say their plight has either been forgotten or ignored. Some have actually returned to Mexico. Guatemalan officials say they lack the resources to improve the situation. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from one such community, Guatemala's Petén region.
42-year-old Mam Indian Marco Godinez fled Guatemala 20 years ago during the most repressive period of his country's civil war. Like thousands of his kin, he was escaping the government's scorched earth policy of wiping out entire villages to isolate leftist guerrillas. Godinez says his family and a handful of others hid from soldiers for a year in the jungle, slowly making their way toward Mexico and safety.
Personally, it was really hard to trek through the mountains with the family. Often there was no food. We had to eat whatever fruit we could find. There were days when there was nothing, when we had to get by chewing on sugar cane. Many died of hunger.
When peace was reached in 1996, some 190 peasant families returned to this hot, fertile resettlement camp named New Dawn in Guatemala's northern Petén region. Godinez, now a schoolteacher, says the refugees were jubilant at the thought of returning. But as he glances over at the long hut that serves as a school, he wonders why, after more than 4 years, he still lacks the most basic supplies to teach.
Materials are very scarce. The children's parents help out by buying basic notebooks. The lack of supplies is slowing down the learning process. If we had some textbooks, it would make things easier.
Textbooks, potable water, electricity, this community and dozens like it have yet to receive the most basic services promised by the government under the peace accords. Diego Francisco is the leader of this camp. He says above all, the government must replace their crude stick and tin houses.
I've sat down directly with the leaders of this government housing program, but they have not followed through. We fulfilled all the requirements, but then government says it doesn't know where the money went. It's disappeared. They don't want to build housing. They've been tricking us.
The poverty in which Guatemala's peasants live helped spark the nation's civil war 3 decades ago. If conditions don't improve in these camps, the new peace could be destabilized. Gabriel Aguilera is Guatemala's secretary for peace. His Guatemala City office is charged with caring for the returnees, but he acknowledges that so far little has been done.
Fundamentally, it's because of the financial difficulties Guatemala is having in implementing all of the commitments of the peace agreements. The political will is there, but apart from that, there's an economic cost, and it's quite high.
Aguilera says the government hopes to have basic infrastructure in place by the year 2004, but many of the returnees doubt it. Late in the day at the New Dawn resettlement camp, returnees cool off in a nearby tree-lined river. 26-year-old farmer Santos Mendoza says he has no reason to trust the government. New Dawn lies 15 miles down rutted dirt tracks from the nearest paved road. Mendoza says until they have their own road connecting them to the outside world, he'll remain skeptical of the government's goodwill.
It's a big struggle for us just to leave the settlement. We have to walk with our loads 3 to 4 hours to reach the road. So we can't carry too much. In the rainy season, there's no path at all. We're stuck here trying to figure out how to earn a few dollars.
Some 30 families from New Dawn have grown tired of waiting and have returned to Mexico, where even as refugees, they can earn twice as much as they can growing corn here. In addition, they received vocational training in Mexico and better health care. But most families say they'll stay here because their blood is Guatemalan. This is where they were born, and this is where they want to die. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, the Petén, Guatemala.